The drop CD was customized for you. It's no accident that you downloaded it or that someone put it in your hands. Your creator is reaching out to you. He wanted to drop his message to you in this format. You heard people share how their story's been revolutionized by his story. But you know what? All of our stories, they start out the same, as we've all been born into this sin-sick world. Ever since the fall of man, when Adam and Eve sinned, we're born separated from God. Romans 3:23 says, we've all sinned, we've all done dirt, we've all fallen short of God's standard. We've all built up a huge amount of debt that we could never repay. There's nothing we could do to make it up to God, who is holy, aka perfect. So he took the initiative, and he loved us first, and he sent his only son, Jesus Christ, down to the earth to put on flesh and bone and experience hurt and pain and temptation and betrayal. In Christ, he taught us how to live, how to love, how to lead. He lived a sinless life, but was falsely accused, beaten, tortured, and nailed to a cross, and died to pay for our debt. He took our sentence. But 3 days later, he resurrected from the dead, was seen by over 500 witnesses before he ascended into heaven 40 days later. This isn't just some story. It's historically documented from numerous sources. There's over 24,000 manuscripts of the New Testament to prove that this hasn't been changed or manipulated. Do your research. Don't fall for the propaganda, the YouTube conspiracy videos. God's message in the Bible, aka the gospel, is fact. Because of Christ's sacrifice, we can now be forgiven. We can get a fresh start. We can get reconnected with our Heavenly Father through a relationship with Jesus Christ. His message is simple. Romans 10, 9 and 10 says, we believe in our hearts, confess with our mouths, we're saved. Saved from punishment, saved from death, saved from separation from God. We're now promised new life, eternal life. If God is working in your heart, and you believe what the Bible says, and you want to follow Christ and experience that forgiveness and that new life, then I encourage you to pause and pray right now. Talk to God in your own words. Tell him you're sorry for your sins and you want to follow him. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love and your grace. We thank you for reaching out to us because we've all messed up. We thank you for sending Christ. We thank you for a sacrifice so we can be forgiven and experience that new life. I thank you for this project and those being touched right now, hearing your message. I thank you for those responding and starting a relationship with you. I pray that they'll seek you, that they'll go hard for you. They'll get connected at a healthy church. They'll continue to grow and serve you and serve others and live out their purpose. In Jesus' name, amen.